各位长辈弟兄姐妹大家平安。
May brothers and sisters and senior members, may peace be with you.
愿在主里面的平安喜乐常常与每一位同在。
May the peace and joy in the Lord often be with every one of us.
我们这一周的多伦多教会的查经进度来到了历代志下。那今天晚上小弟就想起用这个历代志下25章的一个人物来跟大家一起作为学习。
Recently in our church Bible reading, we have been reading the book of Second Chronicles. So this evening, I would like to share a character in Second Chronicles chapter 25 for our mutual encouragement.
那今天晚上的题目是心不专诚的亚玛谢王。
The topic of this evening is the king Amaziah who does not have a loyal heart.
那同样对于亚玛谢王的记载，在列王记下14章也有记载，只是在历代志下这边比较完整的记载。
In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 14, it also talks about this king Amaziah, but the description of this king is more complete in 2 Chronicles.
那我们知道所罗门王死后那个以色列就分裂成为北朝以色列还有南朝的犹大国。
After the death of King Solomon, the kingdom of Israel split into two, the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah.
那北朝有19个王在主前721年后来就被亚述王国所灭亡。
And in the northern kingdom, there were 19 kings, and then in 721 BC, the northern kingdom was destroyed by the king of Assyria.
那最主要的原因是这个19个王没有一个遵守神的话。
And a primary reason for their destruction is because the 19 kings among them, none of them obeyed the words of God.
他们拜偶像的问题是非常的严重的。
And they worship idols, and their problem was quite severe.
然而在南朝的19个王当中，在圣经里面的评论，有些王是恶的，那有8个君王在圣经里面记载是行神耶和华眼中为正的。
And among the kings in the southern kingdom of Judah, some of them, the Bible described them as doing evil in the sight of God, and there were 8 that the Bible described as doing good in the eyes of God.
那有几个是刚开始敬畏神，后来却失败了。
Some of them served God at the beginning of their reign, but then ultimately also failed at the end.
所以我们今天晚上要根据历代志下25章这边所记载的有关于亚玛谢王的这个事迹，我们一起来学习。
So this evening we would like to learn about the events of King Amaziah in 2 Chronicles chapter 25.
首先我们先看历代志下25章1-4节。
Let us first read 2 Chronicles chapter 25 verses 1-4.
第一节，亚玛谢登基的时候年25岁，在耶路撒冷做王29年。他母亲名叫约耶旦，是耶路撒冷人。第二节，亚玛谢行耶和华眼中看为正的事，只是心不专诚。第三节，国一坚定，就把杀他父王的臣仆杀了。第四节，却没有治死他们的儿子，是照着摩西律法书上耶和华所吩咐的说，不可因子杀父，也不可因父杀子。个人要为本身的罪而死。
Verses 1 to 4, Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoiadan of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a loyal heart. Now it happened as soon as the kingdom was established for him that he executed his servants who had murdered his father, the king. However, he did not execute their children, but did as it is written in the law of the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, saying, the father shall not be put to death for their children, nor shall the children be put to death for their fathers, but a person shall die for his own sin.
那首先，亚玛谢王是谁？
So who was King Amaziah?
那我们根据圣经的记载，我们知道说亚玛谢王是犹大王国的第九任君王。
According to the Bible, we see that Amaziah was the ninth king of the southern kingdom of Judah.
那在他父亲约阿施王被臣仆背叛杀害之后他就登基作为王。
After his father Joash was murdered by his servants, Amaziah became king.
他在25岁成为王，然后当王的时间有29年。
He became king when he was 25 years old.And he reigned for 29 years.
所以我们刚刚在第二节这边有看到，这个历代志对亚玛谢的评价是先好，然后是后来是坏。
And in verse 2 here, what we read, we see that the description in Chronicles about Amaziah was that he was initially good, but then did not end good.
因为在这边说到第二节说到亚玛谢行神耶和华看。眼中看为正的事然后可是这边加了一句话，就是只是心不专诚。
Because verse 2 says that Amaziah did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but then the statement was qualified at the end saying, but not with a loyal heart.
那在后面这个加上心不专诚的这个评语在圣经里面只有亚玛谢王有被圣经这样记载。
And this additional note here, but not with a loyal heart, is only applied to King Amaziah throughout the entire Bible.
什么叫做心不专诚呢？
What does it mean to not have a loyal heart?
我们中文可以把它字拆开来看，我们可以大概知道说是可以说是专一忠诚。就是 loyal, yeah.
So in Chinese it's not as obvious, but in English the meaning is just loyalty.
那 RSV 的话，我们如果参照英文的 RSV， 它是翻为就是无可指摘的心，就是 blameless heart.
And if we look at the RSV version of the English Bible, we see that it describes him as not having a blameless heart.
那如果按照原文的意思，就是说，这个人对神的心没有专一，没有全心的去依靠神。
So according to the original text, what this statement is implying is that this person was not completely faithful to God Himself. He did not only serve God.
那亚玛谢他起初听神的话，行神的道，可是他后来变成不听神的话，也不行神的道。
So in the beginning, Amaziah listened to the words of God and did according to God's words, but he did not do so at the end.
所以从这个历代志这个里面的对于许多的不同的君王的历史当中其实也提供我们在信仰上成为一个很好学习的一个功课。
So the recordings in the book of Second Chronicles.Also teach us many lessons in our own spiritual lives.
所以我们在读到亚玛谢他这个心不专诚的这一句话的时候，我们应该成为这个成为我们的警戒，就是我们要怎么样避免像他一样对神来不专一。
So when we read that Amaziah did not have a loyal heart, this should serve as a warning to us.To teach us that we must be loyal and faithful to God.
因为他的心不专诚，以至于后来他不听神所派来神人还有先知的话。
It is because he was not loyal to God, therefore later on he did not heed the words of the man of God who was sent by God.
甚至是他敌人给他的警告，他也没有听从，导致他最后的失败灭亡。
Even the advice from his enemy, he did not heed, and in the end, he failed and was destroyed.
我们来看哥林多前书的十章十一节。
Let's turn to the book of First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11.
哥林多前书十章十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
Verse 11. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
所以不管是在旧约，在旷野中的选民的这些故事也好，或者是在历代君王的这些他们的事迹也好，他们的在信仰上的成功和失败，都可以作为我们在现代的基督徒的一个学习见解。
Whether it is the events of Israelites during the Exodus or the successes and failures of the kings in the Chronicles, all of these events and all the things that happened to them serve as warnings and teachings for us in our lives today.
那么在历代志下25章里面关于亚玛谢的事件有几个？
In 2 Chronicles chapter 25, there are a few events recorded about Amaziah.
如果我们把它整理出来做一个对照，我们看见这个亚玛谢他是从行眼中，行神眼中看为正的事，到变成后来的不专程。
If we look at each of the events in his life, we find that Amaziah began by doing the things that were right in the eyes of God, to becoming unfaithful to God.
那我们刚刚说到，他做王的原因是因为他的父亲被谋杀了。
We mentioned earlier that the reason why he became king was because his father was killed.
所以他接下来他接了他父亲的王位，首先的就是要先把他的这个国家先稳固起来。
Therefore, when Amaziah became king, one of his first tasks was to stabilize his kingdom.
那接下来这个国家稳定了之后，他所要处理的第一件事情就是他父亲的谋杀案。
After the kingdom was stabilized, the first task at hand for him was to deal with the murder of his father.
当时按照摩西这个律法的条例就是说一个人就是只将凶手，我们要就是只能将凶手致死。他犯了罪的话，没有办法将这个罪牵连到他的子孙。
According to the laws of Moses at that time, the punishment for the or the execution for the murderer should be for the murderer alone, and that person's sin shall not be passed down to their children.
所以在这个我们看到他跟前几个王来比起来我们知道亚玛谢他从小就受到这方面的宗教教育。
So we can see that compared to previous kings, Amaziah had more religious education when he was young.
所以他刚登基的时候就是他按照摩西律法的条例只处理掉他这个杀他父亲的臣仆。
Therefore, when he became king, he did according to the instructions in the laws of Moses and only executed those servants who murdered his father.
他并没有滥杀他们的子孙来伤害这些无辜。
He did not also execute the children to avoid also hurting those who are innocent.
但是他跟他的父亲约阿斯王一样，他的生命前半段他是有信靠神的。
But
然后在后半段却远离了离弃了神。
But just like his father Joash, in the first half of his life he relied on God, but in the second half of his life he rejected God.
我们继续来看这一章，列代记下的25章的5到10节。
Let's continue to read 2 Chronicles chapter 25 from verses 5 to 10.
第五节，亚玛谢招聚犹大人，按着犹大和便雅悯的宗族设立千夫长、百夫长，又数点人数，从20岁以外能拿枪拿盾牌出去打仗的精兵共有30万。第六节，又用银子100他连德，从以色列招募了10万大能的勇士。第七节，有一个神人来见亚玛谢，对他说：“王啊，不要使以色列的军兵与你同去，因为耶和华不与以色列人。”以法莲的后裔同在。第八节，你若一定要去，就奋勇征战吧，但神必使你败在敌人面前，因为神能助人得胜，也能使人轻败。第九节，亚玛谢问神人说：“我给了 以色列军的那一百他连德银子怎么样呢？神人回答说，耶和华能把更多的赐给你。第十节，于是亚玛谢将那从以法莲来的军兵分别出来，叫他们回家去，故此他们甚恼怒犹大人，气愤愤地回家去了。
Verses 5-10. Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together and set over them captains of thousands and captains of hundreds according to their fathers' houses throughout all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them to be 300,000 choice men able to go to war, who could handle spear and shield. He also hired 100,000 mighty men of valor from Israel for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him, saying, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, not with any of the children of Ephraim. But if you go, be gone, be strong in battle. Even so, God shall make you fall before the enemy, for God has power to help and to overthrow. Then Amaziah said to the man of God, But what shall we do about the 100 talents which I have given to the troops of Israel? And the man of God answered, The Lord is able to give you much more than this. So Amaziah discharged the troops that had come to him from Ephraim to go back to home. Therefore, their anger was greatly aroused against Judah, and they returned home in great anger.
那这边以马谢他要对付以东人。
Here, Amaziah needed to go up against the Edomites.
那他不太确定他的三十万大军是否能够战胜敌人。
And he was not sure whether his 300,000 choice men would be enough to overcome the enemy.
所以他在从以色列国招募了十万人。
So he also hired from Israel 100,000 men.
这样总共有40万人，他才放得心来打这一场战。
And so it was only with these 400,000 men that he felt comfortable to go out to war.
从这个当中我们可以看到他心怀二意，他没有一心一意的依靠神。
From here we can see that he did not completely and faithfully rely on God.
他想要用这个依靠佣兵来帮他打仗。
He wanted to rely on mercenaries to help him fight a war.
他也没有来主动的来求先知来求告神反而想用花钱的方法来买部队。
He did not rely on God and seek the advice of the prophet, but rather wanted to use money to purchase an army.
我们再看第八节的这个后半段，这边这个先知提醒他说。神能助人得胜，也能使人轻败。
At the end of verse 8 here, the prophet reminded, or the man of God reminded him, saying, God has power to help and to overthrow.
这是多么 有力量的一句话。
This is a very powerful sentence.
就是告诉他，他不应该让这个以色列军队一起去打仗，因为这个整个以色列国是神所不喜悦的。
The man of God was telling him that he should not allow the army of Israel to fight with him because God was displeased with the kingdom of Israel.
如果你真的要去的话，那就去吧。那可是神不会跟你同在，你一定是会用这个打败仗来收场。
He said, if you want to go, then go. But God will not be with you, and God will make you fall before the enemy.
那这时候亚玛谢却为了他的已经付出的这个一百他连德的银子感到很为难。
At this point in time, Amaziah did not know what to do because he had already paid 100,000 talents.
因为他说他的这个钱都已经付了，他竟然在意的是钱而不是来求告神。
Sorry, the 100 talents. And so what he...cared about was the 100 talents and not, he did not care about God.
那我们在这边又继续看到先知在这边回答说神耶和华能把更多的赐给你。
However, the man of God answered saying, the Lord is able to give you much more than this.
那这句话他听了进去了，他听进去了，然后就遵照使者的意思就把这个十万军给撤了。
Amaziah heeded these words, and therefore he discharged the 100,000 troops from Israel.
所以在这个时候，亚玛谢王他是依靠神的。他虽然心里舍不得浪费的所发出去的钱啊，可是他还是听这个神人的劝诫，不让这个十万佣兵去参加战争。
So we see that at this point in time, Amaziah the king still relied on God, although he was unwilling to lose the 100 talents. When he heard the words of the man of God, he was still willing to let the 100,000 men of Israel go.
后来就像神人所说的，这个神就帮助他打赢了这个战争。
And then later on, just as according to the words of the man of God, God helped Amaziah be victorious in the battle.
这是神对他的一个应许。
And this was a promise that God made to Amaziah.
但是他的国也因为他对神的没有专程，也付出了一些代价。
However, because Amaziah was not completely reliant on God, so his kingdom also had to pay a price.
因为有一些人的性命，还有一些财物也受到损失。
And because some of his men's lives were lost, and some of their possessions were also lost.
那在这边这个先知回答他，这个神耶和华能把更多的赐给你，其实是值得我们去思考的。
And the words here from the man of God saying, the Lord is able to give you much more than this. These words really, we should think about what they mean.
当我们真的专心来顺服神的时候，虽然很多时候，这个环境看起来是对我们没有利的。
When we are able to fully trust in God, then even though sometimes the environment around us may not seem to be very kind to us.
但是有神的祝福还有应许，这个事情的结果常常是出乎我们能够意料的。
But because of the blessing and the promises of God, oftentimes the results are better beyond our imagination.
在以色列人的历史当中，我们也常常看到这个打仗都是从以寡胜多这样的战争一而再再而三的提醒我们。
And in the history of Israel, there were also many battles where the smaller in number was able to be victorious over the greater in number. And these continuously teach us this lesson.
就像历代志下，之前几章我们读到有关于约沙法王，他没有派一族一兵，结果神帮助他打了胜仗。
Just like a few chapters ago in 2 Chronicles, when Jehoshaphat was king, he did not even need to send out any of his soldiers, and the Lord was able to help him gain victory.
还有我们知道的就是大卫王他每次出战之前一定来寻求神，来求神的帮助。
And also earlier, King David, every time he went out to battle, he would first seek the advice of God.
相对的，在这边我们看到亚玛谢他想要用人的方式来代替神的依靠，对神的依靠。
In contrast, here we see that King Amaziah wanted to rely on the help of man with his own money.
那我们后来看到这十万个这个佣兵后来被召回来了，他们被召回来之后其实心里应该是很不高兴的。
But we see here that the 100,000 men of Israel, when they were sent back home, they were unhappy.
因为以前就是说，如果你把这个别人打败的话，你可以把那些被打败的那些人的财物可以夺回来。那这样对他们来说，其实是失去他们可以发财的这个机会。
Because in the past, when people fought wars, the victors are often able to loot the ones that lost the battle, and so not being able to go to war was a loss and an opportunity for them to gain.
所以对亚玛谢的王国来说，到最后这个他的决定也遭受了一些损失。
So for King Amaziah, his decision also caused some losses.
那我们在生活当中，我们常常也会遇到没有把握的时候。
In our own lives, we often also faced times when we do not have the ability to control the result.
我们也可以想想，我们如果是是不是像亚玛谢一样把我们的这个信心放在这个十万的大军上面呢？
We should think about whether we are like King Amaziah, putting our faith in the 100,000 soldiers.
还是我们会安静的来忍耐的来寻求神的带领。
Or are we able to be quiet and be patient and wait for the guidance of God?
好，那我们继续来看第二段就是离代志下的25:14-15.
Let's read the second event here in 2 Chronicles chapter 25 verses 14 and 15.
14, 亚玛谢杀了以东人回来，就把希尔的神像带回，立为自己的神，在他面前叩拜烧香。15, 因此神耶和华的怒气向亚玛谢发作，就差一个先知去见他，说这些神不能救他的民脱离你的手，你那为何寻求他呢？16, 先知与王说话的时候，王对他说：“谁立你做王的谋士呢？你住口吧，为何找打呢？”先知就止住了，又说：“你行这事不听从我的劝诫，我知道神定义要灭你。”
Verses 14 to 16. Now it was so after Amaziah came from the slaughter of the Edomites that he brought the gods of the people of Seir.Set them up to be his gods and bow down before them and burn incense to them. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was aroused against Amaziah, and he sent him a prophet who said to him, Why have you sought the gods of the people, which could not rescue their own people from your hand? So it was, as he talked with him, that the king said to him, Have we made you the king's counselor? Cease. Why should you be killed?Then the prophet seized and said, I know that God has determined to destroy you because you have done this and have not heeded my advice.
这是亚玛谢王他在信仰上不专诚的可以说是第二个阶段。
This is the second instance where King Amaziah was not faithful to God.
他在这边犯下了一个大错。
At this point, he made a great mistake.
就是把以东人的神像带回来敬拜，这是神所不能原谅的罪。
That was to bring the idol of the people of Edom to his people and to have him worship, and this is a great sin before God.
他这么做有点不太让人够理解，让人能够理解。
What he did here is incomprehensible.
因为当时中东的民族他们有一个想法，就是说如果两个军队交战的话，其中一个军队被打败了，那就是所代表了就是他所信的这个神能力比较弱。
Because at that time in the Middle East, there was a concept that if two groups of people were battling each other and one group lost, then it must mean that the god of that group that lost, that god is weaker.
所以现在亚玛谢王既然已经赢了这个以东人，居然还把人家的偶像，从这个希尔这个地方带回来敬拜。
And here, Amaziah was victorious over the Edomites, yet he brought the gods of the Edomites from Seir to his people to have them bow down before them.
非常的不合逻辑，所以这个举动也让神愤怒。
This was illogical, and what he did brought anger to the Lord.
所以他差了一个这个神差了一个先知去见他，告诉他这些神是不能救他的。
God therefore sent a prophet to him, telling him that these gods cannot help him.
为什么还要来拜他呢？
These gods cannot help those people, so why would he want to worship them?
那我们可以看到亚玛谢他硬心的回答说，我们又没有请你当谋士顾问，你住口吧，不然我打你。
And Amaziah's response was very stubborn. He said, Have we made you the king's counselor? Cease, why should you be killed?
那先知也跟他讲说，现在我知道这个神已经决定要消灭你。
And the prophet said to him, I know that God has determined to destroy you.
因为你做了这个事又不听劝告。
Because you have done this and have not heeded my advice.
我们不久以前才看到这个 神人来劝他的时候，不要用这个北朝的佣兵来参战，那时候他听了。
Not long ago, we also saw that the man of God came to warn Amaziah not to rely on the soldiers of the northern kingdom, and at that time he listened.
所以他打了那一场胜仗。
And therefore he was victorious in battle.
可是他在这边犯下了一个拜偶像的大错。
But at this point, he made the great mistake of worshiping idols.
神同样也派一个这个先知去警告他，可是他这一次不听了。
And again, God sent a prophet to warn him, but this time he did not listen.
所以从这边我们可以看到，为什么是神派这个神人先知去警告他，第一次听，然后他第二次就不听。
So here we might ask why the first time when God sent the man of God to him, he listened, but the second time when God sent a prophet to him, he did not.
可以说是一个非常选择性的听从。
We can say that Amaziah heeded the words of God selectively.
可是最深的一个问题应该是他的心出了问题。
But the greatest problem was in his heart.
因为他的心起了骄傲。
Because he became proud.
如果我们接下来看这个历代志下后面这边，有说到他要挑战的这个以色列王约阿施所跟他说的话。
In the latter part of this chapter, we can see when Amaziah wanted to challenge Joash, the king of, and the king said these words to him.
你心高气傲，以致惊夸。对不起，心高气傲。
He said to him, your heart is lifted up to boast.
对，所以我这让我们想起在箴言十六章十八节，我们一起来看箴言十六章十八节。
This reminds us of the verse in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Let's look at Proverbs 16:18.
箴言十六章十八节，骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
Verse 18, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall.
这也让我们想起，就是当一个人来劝诫我们的时候，我们是应该要虚心去听的。
This reminds us that when somebody comes and warns us, we should be humble and listen.
有时候或许我们会觉得说他所说的不一定是对的。
Sometimes we may feel that what the other person is saying may not be right.
可是有可能他是给我们一个非常良心的一个建议，来希望我们能够来提醒我们。
But they may be warning us or reminding us of something out of a good heart.
所以因为我们每一个人在信仰的路程当中，都难免都会经过一些低潮，软弱的时候。
Because all of us in our spiritual lives, we will go through periods of troughs and weaknesses.
那因为神爱我们，所以在经历过这些遭遇当中，神有时候都会安排一些有爱心的弟兄姐妹，或者是就是我们所认识的这些属灵的朋友来提醒我们。
And oftentimes God will send the brothers and sisters who love us or our spiritual friends to come and warn us and teach us.
那有时候甚至我们因为我们所做的事不对了，那神也会因为这个事情所衍生的一个结果，从这个结果当中来教导我们。
Sometimes because we have done something wrong, so God will also use the results of what we have done to teach us.
那我们在这边看到亚玛谢有神的先知来提醒他，可是他却是非常的严厉的斥责这个先知。
Here we can see that Amaziah had the prophet of God come and warn him, but he rejected that warning.
这完全是因为他的这个心起了骄傲。
This is completely because there was pride in his heart.
所以先知才也很严重的跟他讲说，你犯了错，不听劝诫，这个神就要来 灭你。
That is why the prophet said that he knows that God has determined to destroy him because he has done this and has not heeded the advice.
那先知是神的使者他来向人传警告，完全是出于神对人的爱。
The prophet is a messenger from God. When he comes to preach warnings to man, this is all out of the love of God.
一个人如果神不爱一个人的话，那就任凭他灭亡就好了，他根本不用派先知来传警告。
If God does not love an individual, he can let that individual just do as they like and do as they like until their destruction. He would not need to send a prophet to warn him.
所以当有一个人前来来给我们作为这个指证或是点出我们的缺点错这个过错的时候或许他的表达方式不是我们很舒服的。
When somebody comes to warn us or tell us that we have done something wrong, it may be that the way they present the information is not pleasant to us.
但是他如果说的是真心话是真实的话，那我们就不应该恼羞成怒反而更应该感谢他来这个虚心的接受。
However, if what they said about us is correct, then we should not be stubborn and reject the warning, but rather we should humbly accept the warning.
那我们知道说这个先知对于拜偶像的这个事情来劝诫亚玛谢之后他并没有认为他自己做错。
After the prophet told Amaziah that it was wrong to have people worship the idols, Amaziah did not acknowledge his wrongdoing.
圣经说他的这个心高气傲使他成为一个一错再错的王。
The Bible described him as somebody whose heart was lifted up to boast, and therefore he made mistake after mistake.
17节到24节这边描述了这个亚玛谢他人生的第三阶段。
From verses 17 to 24 describes the third stage of the life of King Amaziah.
在他打败以东人之后，他忘了他的胜利其实是来自于神的帮助。
After he defeated the Edomites, he forgot that victory was from the help of God.
离开了神，他什么都不是。
And he did not realize that without God, he was nothing.
所以在这边他自信满满的又要向这个以色列来宣战。
So at this point in time, he was full of confidence, and he wanted to challenge Israel.
即使以色列有这个使者也警告他不要去打仗。
And at that time, a messenger of God also told Israel not to fight a war.
可是他还是不听警告，还是固执自己的意思想要挑起这个战争。
Sorry, Israel sent a messenger to him not to go to war, but Amaziah did not heed the messenger and still wanted to fight Israel.
可是那个时候的两美两国，说实在已经这个关系已经不算是仇敌了。
But at that time, the relationship between these two countries was not that of enemies.
所以对于亚玛谢的这个挑战，北国的当时的国王约阿斯就跟他讲说，你打败以东有什么好骄傲的？
The northern kingdom of Israel, the king Joash said to Amaziah that there's nothing for him to boast about for defeating the Edomites.
你乖乖的在家里安居就好了，何必要这个惹祸上身呢？
He told Amaziah, "Stay home now. Why should you meddle with trouble?"
可是亚玛谢他不听从，结果他发动了这个战争，结果战败了。
But Amaziah did not heed these warnings, and he started the war, and he lost.
他被活活的抓起来。
He was captured alive.
那北国的人并没有杀害他。
The people of the northern kingdom did not kill him.
只是把他带回耶路撒冷，在他面前拆毁耶路撒冷的一段城墙。
But brought him back to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem, a section of the wall of Jerusalem before him.
又把这个圣殿和王宫里面的财宝夺了去，然后就回到北国了。
They took all the gold and silver and all the articles that were in the house of God, and they brought them back to the northern kingdom.
那我们看到最后，亚玛谢他是怎么死的？他是被臣仆背叛他。
And so at the end, we can see that Amaziah died because his servants had conspired against him and killed him.
他是被叛就是叛党所杀害的。
He was killed by
rebels. 那亚玛谢为什么会落到这样的地步呢？
Why was this his end?
其实在二十七节这边清楚地告诉我们他为什么会这样子。
And verse 27 actually gives us the reason.
我们看一下二十七节。
Let's read verse 27.
自从亚玛谢离弃神耶和华之后，在耶路撒冷有人背叛他，他就逃到拉吉，被叛党却打发人到拉吉将他杀了。
Verse 27. After the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there.
所以他的结局的这个会演变成为这样的这个答案，其实在二十七节的第一句话，自从亚玛谢离弃耶和华之后。
So his end was also the answer of why, and an answer is that it was because Amaziah turned away from following the Lord.
所以我们今天晚上学习了亚玛谢的这个记载，他是一个非常可惜的王。
So this evening we learned about King Amaziah. He was a king that was very unfortunate.
他有很好的背景，可是他没有好好的去把握，然后也没有专程的去敬拜神。
He had a good background, but he did not utilize that background properly. He did not hold on to what he have, and he did not continue to worship God.
这个人看起来他一生都很劳碌，非常忙碌的在征战，然后辛辛苦苦的在流血奋斗。
It looks like this person's life was full of busyness and labor. He was always looking for battles and fighting battles.
所以我想弟兄姐妹在读这段经文的时候，也会觉得说他是一个非常血气方刚、勇气战斗力十足的一个王。
When we read this passage, we can also see that this was a king that was full of emotion and was very bold in wanting to fight.
但是他缺乏了这个属灵的智慧。
But what he lacked was spiritual wisdom.
因为做这个犹大王最重要的一个这个一件事，就是他没有抓住的。有一个最重要的一个做王的一个方法是他没有要领，他是没有抓到。
Because there was the most important characteristic of being the king of Judah was the one that he did not have.
就是这个要领就是要听从神的话，还有先知的话来带领保护百姓。
And that characteristic was a willingness to listen to the words of God and the words of the prophets to guide and protect the people.
所以虽然他遵照神的话要去行事，可是他的心往往会有偏差，使他没有办法走正。
So although he tried to listen to the words of God and to conduct his business, but his heart was not always able to be loyal to God.
常常会用自己的意思去代替神的旨意。
He often would use his own will to replace the will of God.
然后到最后受到神的惩罚。
In the end, he was punished by God.
所以他的故事也提醒我们因为我们的身份跟亚玛谢一样，我们都是神的选民。
So his story teaches us lessons because we are like Amaziah, we are also the people of God.
如果我们的心没有警醒，不小心的话，我们也可能让我们的心在里面壮大，来扩大自己，然后就心高气傲。
If we are not careful with ourselves, then it may also be possible for our hearts to be lifted up and for us to boast before God.
我们就成为我们自己的王我们要别人来听我们的，我们不愿意去听别人的。
In that case, we become our own kings. We will not be willing to listen to others, but we will only listen to ourselves.
因为我们的自我，我们的 这个私心越来越强大。
Because our own will and our own sense of self is greater and greater.
但是真正的强盛是来自于神的赏赐，因为所有一切都是神的赏赐。
However, true strength comes from God because everything is granted by God.
如果我们没有心存谦卑的心来去追求灵修的话，我们就会越来越放纵自己，这个神的话就没有办法进到我们的内心。
And if we're not able to humble ourselves rely on God, we will not be able to continue to grow spiritually, and the words of God will not be able to come into our hearts.
有很多这个基督徒的信心到最后退步的，最主要的原因是因为他们没有回到他们最初的那个信仰。
A lot of Christians, when they're older, their faith decreases, and that is often because they're not able to return to the faith they have at the beginning.
我们不再用神的心意去来对待别人。
They no longer treat others with the mind of God.
我们也不再把神放在第一位。
And we no longer put God first in their heart.
我们也不再谦卑用我们的来来尽我们自己的本分。
They no longer try their best with some humility.
所以我们要维持我们信仰的专程，我们第一个就是要先来虚心求神的灵来帮助我们。
So for us, to be able to maintain our spiritual pursuit, we first need to have a humble heart and ask God to help us.
我们常常要来检视我们的心灵是不是健康的。
We often need to examine to see whether our hearts are healthy.
那如果我们发现自己生病了，灵性生病了，那我们就需要来做更新，来做调整，来跟神改变我们跟神的关系。
And if we find that we are spiritually ill, then we need to renew ourselves, we need to change, and we need to improve our relationship with God.
我们最后来看雅各书的第四章第八节。
Let us finally read James chapter 4, verse 8.
雅各书第四章第八节。
James chapter 4, verse 8.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你。你们有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。
Verse 8, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
我们再来看一下这个雅各书的一章八节。
Let's also look at James chapter 1, verse 8.
这告诉我们什么是心怀恶意的人。
This tells us what it means by being double-minded.
这边说到心怀恶意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。第一章第八节。
James chapter 1 verse 8. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
那我们在路上如果看到一个人走路，一下走前面，一下又退后几步，一下往东走，一下又往西走，我们一定会觉得很奇怪。
If we're on the road and we see somebody walking, sometimes forward, sometimes backwards, sometimes to the left, sometimes to the right, we will find it very strange.
所以从属灵的层面来说，一个心怀恶意的人，就常常，没有定向的，一直往每个方向都走。
And spiritually, a person that is double-minded is somebody who is unable to be stabilized. They move in all directions.
我们没有办法坚定的，就是走该行的路，走这个正路。
They're unable to focus on walking down the correct path.
那他也没有办法专心的来走这个天国路。
They also are unable to focus on walking the path to the kingdom of heaven.
因为他的心一方面贪恋这个世界，一方面又不想离开主，所以在这个他的心意上是一直摇摆不定，他没有办法去做决定。
And because on the one hand they want to follow God, on the other hand they want the riches of the world, and so they cannot be determined in their walk. They cannot walk with focus.
所以这是我们要学习去避免的。当然，这个是非常不容易的功课。
So this is what we need to avoid, even though it is a difficult lesson for us to learn.
那刚刚我们所读到这个雅各书四章八节这边，我们可以看到，我们这边可以学习到的给我们的一个勉励。
And just now we read James chapter 4 verse 8. It also gives us the following encouragement.
就是我们要能够主动的来亲近神。
That is, we need to proactively draw near to God.
那他就必然与我们亲近。
And He will draw near to us.
换句话说，就是一个常常懂得亲近神的人，他能够体会到神是他随时的帮助。
In other words, a person who is often able to draw near to God will be able to experience God's help.
也只有我们常常将我们自己交在神的手中，我们才能了解，这个神是永远不离开，他依靠的人。
And only if we are often able to put ourselves in the hands of God, then can we learn that God is one who never leaves those who rely on Him.
求神不断地带领我们，调整我们的眼光，还有调整我们的脚步。
We ask God to continue to guide us, to adjust our sight and adjust our feet.
指引我们当行的道路。
And to lead us in the way that we should walk in.
同时也加添我们的信心，来靠他。
To our faith and help us rely on Him.
我们最后来唱诗。
Let us now sing another hymn.
396首。
396.